This morning, we heard a story that debunked a myth about an herbal medicine, an extract made from the leaves of the ginkgo tree. In alternative medical circles, ginkgo is believed to have a positive effect on a person's memory. Yet the study disproved this. Half the people tested were given ginkgo, the other half a placebo. The result? No difference between the two groups.
Placebo is Latin for I shall please. The word is uttered in the Catholic Vespers for the Dead. Back in the Middle Ages, professional mourners who sang at funeral masses were labeled placebos. These days, every new drug is mimicked by a placebo, a dummy version that's compared with the drug being tested.
The typical placebo that's used in a research trial is made up of usually either milk sugar, which is lactose, or starch.
That's Dr. Howard Brody, author of the book The Placebo Response. He says drug companies have to make sure the fake medicine resembles the real one.
Let's imagine you're trying to do a study of a liquid medicine that has a distinctive taste. So therefore, you have to find some way to get the placebo dummy medicine to taste enough like the real medicine. And then we could add another wrinkle. Supposing you're doing a study of an antihistamine, and let's say for allergies, and let's say this antihistamine almost always makes people have a dry mouth. And the way people who are getting the antihistamine in the study arm of the trial, the active pill arm, they would know they were getting it because they get a little bit of a dry mouth. So is there some way you can manipulate the sugar pill, the placebo, so you put just a little bit of a medicine in it that doesn't work on allergies, but it does give people a little bit of a dry mouth?
Dr. Howard Brody, he says the chief culprit in defeating blind studies is not a failure to mimic the pill or drug, but the patient's delight in receiving medicine. Those expectations are known to make a little sugar pill trigger positive reactions. Dr. Brody also noted physicians and nurses can spoil a test by acting overly warm and caring.
As far as we know, there is no such organization as the Placebo Makers of America. But if there were, they would surely be bursting with pride given how well placebos have fared in clinical tests. And if that imaginary group did exist, the NPR players have a whole ad campaign ready to go.
Darn this bubonic plague. I can't even do the dishes anymore.
Hold on, Anne. There's a better way. Haven't you heard?
No. What?
It's called placebo. Studies show it performs better than herbs, shark guts, and NIH experimental trials for what ails you.
Wow, really?
You bet. Studies show it outperforms nearly all other remedies, almost 2-1.
Will it even work on my bubonic plague?
It can't hurt.
Placebo. I'll ask for it.
By name.
Yes, placebo. Ask for it by name. Placebo. Side effects include nothing, may not actually improve health, increase life expectancy, or cease painful disorders, but it can't hurt. The product of Neurotica, a division of HammerWorld.com.
Satire by Rebecca Flowers, performed by the NPR Players.